Your money or your life? It was about 40 years ago, during the 1970s. I was on a charity stall. We were selling a range of cans, bottles and tins which had been donated for some good cause. My eye ranged across the stall and lighted on a packet of applesauce mix. Without a moment's hesitation, I exclaimed aloud, "Who on earth would be daft enough to buy this stuff? Everybody knows you only have to take a fresh apple, pop it in the oven with the roast, and hey presto, you have excellent applesauce. It comes in a disposable skin, no waste, nothing to go in landfill, and it tastes fabulous." A deafening silence was the response to this remark. Eventually, Sally said, rather frostily I thought, "My husband's job is selling packets of this sauce mix to shops and supermarkets." So that was why the packets were on the table, selling for the good cause. I have since had to accept that perhaps I lack the social skills necessary for a career in politics. Economics is my field, but it is not the economics of self-centred, rational economic man. I follow in the footsteps of teachers of a different approach to economics. Developed over the past 200 years, the home economics relates to the home, the household, and the planet. To the home economist, the production of packets of apple sauce mix is a colossal waste of the Earth's resources. It is a waste of human skills. It is a waste of humanity's time. And above all, it is a waste of human talents. The person whose job it is to sell packets of applesauce mix forms part of a long chain. Just consider, the apples grow on trees which grow on the land. They are picked and transported to factories for processing and preserving, ready for packaging. The packets are manufactured and conveyed over land and sea in container lorries and ships. The first product is then taken to the warehouses, shops, consumers' homes, and bin. The product has been designed, tested, marketed. The whole process is accounted through banks and offices. And all this is done to put a packet of applesauce mix on the household table. Consider further how this single product is part of a vast web of production. The factories, banks, transport networks, warehouses and shops have to be built. The machines, the means of transport, the office furnishings and so on have to be designed, produced and assembled. An army of school teachers, professors, medics, tax collectors, politicians, military and law enforcement officers are employed to ensure the smooth running of the system. The list of products being spewed out into the environment includes sauces, ketchup, drinks, alcoholic, fizzy, fattening and slimming, toothpaste and shampoos of every brand and variety, potatoes, mashed, smashed and chipped, cars, clothes, computers, plastic toys, electronic games, electric toothbrushes, white goods, household utensils and furnishings and so on and so on. And throughout the history of the money economy, armaments and production for the military have remained by far the most profitable of all forms of production. To produce and consume all this, people are working 50 or 60 hours a week. The hours of unpaid overtime are rising. At the same time, the numbers of unemployed are rising. Symptoms of anxiety and frustration are reaching epidemic proportions, as is evident from the rising levels of drink, drugs, disease and violence. Wars escalate inexplicably. Of course, if we really want all those things, all we have to do is to go right ahead and produce more and more of them. But when I look at the great cathedrals, at the works of Michelangelo, when I listen to Mozart, and when I look at the tin sheds, office blocks and shopping malls, and the bombed-out streets in war zones. I wonder, is learning arts culture a thing of the past? Must we learn to live with the fitted kitchen, the designer fashions, the reality TV, the faces of child victims of modern warfare? Perhaps it would be better to turn our backs on economic progress and cultivate our gardens, as the great man said. And that, strangely enough, is exactly what these talks are all about. So sit back comfortably, pick up your knitting and listen.